In this era of instant access to news via TV, internet, Twitter, Facebook, served up anytime and anywhere and anyhow we want, it's hard to remember there was once a time when people pounced on their local newspaper to learn what was happening from their local city hall to Washington and around the world. Just think for a moment about all of the stories that were told through the years on the pages of those local hometown newspapers. Eli Nyberger thinks these are stories that need to be preserved, even if the newspaper that published them has fallen by the wayside. He's with the Ann Arbor District Library working on a project called Old News. Eli, explain this. Just what is Old News?
Well, Old News is our online archive of previously published news and newsletters, mostly from Washtenaw County. It began with the closing of the Ann Arbor News when we were able to negotiate taking possession of their whole physical archive of photos and clippings and bound volumes. And our goal is to get as much of that information online as possible and get people the answers to their questions about their own history.
So how are you doing that? Is it scanning? Is it a lot of work, right?
It's a lot of work. But, you know, it's mostly scanning. And then, you know, a lot of the work is also adding what librarians call metadata, which is information about information, like who was mentioned in the story, what article, what topics is the story about, including words that might not actually appear in the story itself. And also helping people find answers to their questions, you know, because it's such a big collection, rather than starting at A and trying to go through Z, we're driving the digitization by the questions that we get. So people will contact us and tell us what they're looking for, and we'll find those articles, not just send them only to them, but publish them on the web for the whole world.
So what kind of questions are you getting asked?
We're getting all kinds of wonderful questions. I mean, of course, with newspapers, a big interest is always obituaries when people are doing genealogical research. So we had one lady who was trying to find out the truth of a family legend about how a great-grandmother had died. And through the news articles that we had in our collection, we were able to find the truth of the matter and what had actually happened, and also help the woman to find the gravesite, which had not been known. And through that, she discovered what happened to several other family members from that period. So it really is a key to unlocking not just local but personal history.
And there you are as a library, a resource for the community. And I dare say many of us would be surprised that someone was able to find out all that information by turning to her library.
Well, I think that there, you know, there was always sort of this perception that it's buried in there somewhere. But a lot of people don't understand that libraries are service organizations and that we want to help people find what they're looking for. And often all there is to find this sort of thing is to ask. And our goal in this case is to have as much of it be findable as possible so that people who don't even know what they're looking for can get into a conversation with us and help us find the true stories that are going on back there.
So what is the time span that that these archive of stories runs from?
Well, some of our earliest stories are actually from the Signal of Liberty, which was an abolitionist paper that published in Ann Arbor in the 1840s. And it goes all the way up through when the Ann Arbor News closed in 2008. So there's a very wide range in there.
What are some of the favorite stories that you've uncovered or eras that you've kind of dipped into as you've gone through these?
Well, we had a couple different interesting ones over the past year or so. One was, of course, there were questions about UFO sightings in Ann Arbor in 1966.
I totally remember that.
So we had all the articles about it, but we also did an audio interview, a podcast with Sheriff Doug Harvey, who was the sheriff at the time, who told us his experiences of the man from Washington showing up. And you can find that on the feature on our website here. Doug Harvey talk about his experience as sheriff. Another thing that we recently had were some questions about G.G. Allen's famous bender at the halfway house at East Quad here in Ann Arbor.
Now,
he was a punk musician.
Okay.
And basically kind of crossed his final straw here in Ann Arbor and wound up in a mental institution and all. So that was an interesting story to uncover.
I would say so.
And most recent, a little over a year ago, we had a question from a sci-fi channel producer. They have a show called School Spirits about ghosts on college campuses, and they were determined to find a story about a ghost somewhere on the University of Michigan campus. And we looked really hard, and it's interesting to see how the story came together in their finished piece.
A little different than perhaps you might have expected.
Yes. Lots of screaming co-eds, and there was none of that in the paper.
All right. Needle in a haystack, I would suspect. I call you and say, what can you tell me about ghosts on the University of Michigan campus? Do you physically just start flipping through these pages? What's the process?
Well, there's a number of different files that we have to look through. There are some topical files that librarians at the news had maintained for years. So in some cases, we have that as a starting point. But in many cases, if we can get a rough date we can start paging through the bound volumes, the papers themselves, and see what's in there. However, there's also a lot of name files, people by name. And one of our earliest goals was the project was to take all of the envelopes that were in all these file cabinets that we had received and just get the names of the envelopes up on the web. Because then when people are searching for those names, they find the old news project and they see that we have a file on this person, even if there's nothing digitized in it yet. And they're able to contact us and say, I'm looking for information about this person, because they found us through just Googling the person's name. And then we were able to find what's in the file, digitize it, work with the person to find the stories and the answers they're looking for.
Then meantime, once you've digitized it, it's up there on the web for the world to explore and share.
That's right.
What have you learned about the people of Washtenaw County as you've kind of paged through decades and decades of history through the paper?
Well, one of the most interesting things about the view of Washtenaw County that from sitting here in 2012 is our agricultural history. And it's really very easy to forget that it's not that long ago that, you know, a livestock at the state fair was a major news item in Washtenaw County. Mm-hmm. So seeing the agricultural history, how much of the news organization was dedicated to advances in farming technology and things like that, it's really easy to forget that part of our local history. So that's been an interesting part of it. And also, I think through the Signal of Liberty, sort of the progressive roots of the community going all the way back to the abolitionist movement.
So it wasn't just that Ann Arbor and the University of Michigan was progressive and kind of pushing the envelope through the 60s and the 70s. It goes way back.
Right. Well, and also in the 60s and the 70s, we did a project last year in conjunction with Old News called Freeing John Sinclair, about the John Sinclair rally in the 70s. And we digitized the Ann Arbor Sun, which was the very alternative weekly of the time. And we were also able to digitize the articles from the Ann Arbor News from the same time. So you had the hippie perspective and the squares perspective, if you will, on the same issues. So – and it's great to be able to get many different perspectives on the stories. And, you know, these are all as printed. You know, there's no commentary. It's – this is what was printed in the newspaper, and it's there to be found not just by locals but by the whole world.
I would suspect you are finding a very interesting combination of material that – is very, very quaint and very, very outdated, and at the same time, extremely topical and speaks to us in 2012.
Sure. I mean, there's often things like, you know, pictures of two Boy Scouts building their soapbox derby car, you know, and that it would went on to win the next day, that kind of thing. Then at the same time, you see articles from the 20s about people protesting the installation of parking meters and that they're not going to shop at any merchant that has a parking meter out front. And covers for their spare tires on their Continental kit on the back of their car that says, I won't park at a meter. And, you know, so the more things change, the more they stay the same perhaps. And it's an interesting perspective on the whole community.
I would suspect this would be an effort worthwhile by from other communities. Is this a typical project throughout Michigan, or are you kind of on the forefront?
Well, it's certainly a typical role of libraries to try to make this happen. We were fortunate to be able to negotiate an agreement that allows us to put this content up online. And that tends to be the key, is libraries getting an agreement that allows them to do this, because we don't own the copyright on these materials, but we have permission from the people who do own the copyright to publish them in this way. And that's really the key.
So for anyone who has any kind of question that dates back to even pre-Civil War era in Washtenaw County about a great-great-grandparent or a news story, all they have to do is contact you at the Ann Arbor Library?
Yeah, they just visit oldnews.aadl.org. And right there, they can see our features and podcasts and photos and all the papers that are there, as well as they can contact us and get into a discussion and let us know what they're looking for.
The Old News Project and Eli Nyberger is with the Ann Arbor District Library, keeping the past alive for everybody. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.